we ready?
I am. PC Podcast.
Hello, it's noon on Wednesday, the 5th of May, for the live version, or it'll be later if you're listening to the podcast. Let's get our cowbells out. Could be to start a podcast. I thought that was the Beggars and a track called FRK, the makeup and dancing shoes. Not me, of course, just the dancing shoes, not the makeup. That was from an album called The Beggars. It goes back to 2014, one of my older tracks that I was digging out. Rather nice, it was too. All sorts of music in today's show. Some of it a bit sweary, so you have got if you have got some little ears nearby, then you might want to sort of keep them sort of faced away. Or at least cough at the appropriate moments, but you don't actually know what the appropriate moments are, do you? So you'll have to sort of find out as you go along. I've got two tracks coming up for you, the first of which is not sweary, the second of which is. Does that give you a help? Maybe. This is Viela Skina on a track called Panamericana.
Thank you.
dance with the pumped up kicks. We can jump up, slump with the bumper, we can mix. And I'm so sick with the lyrics, goddamn it, y'all get it, I'm famished, I'm up when I'm lamping. Big shoes, 14s on the beat, Kill Bill, you're the king on the beat, no sleep. I'ma keep rhyming when I twist up the rhyming. Drumma keep timing, pretty bitch right beside me. In a 6'4, not the car, just high, sick floor with the bars just right, alright. I ain't trippin' when I'm out of my phone. Paint drippin' off the top of my dome, that's aight though. I ain't playin', man, my mind gets psycho. Wreckin' on the mic, man, it's time for Geico. Hit my boy Rad for the psych of Bico. I like the tight flow, the mic is my hoe. And I'm having fun, everybody just dance with me. I'm tryna find a girl to get up on the pants for me. You know the name, Kill Bill, be the man to be. My fans can see the stance, freeze me on 10, 11. Get the reverend, swag on ballsy, blast all y'all beats. Everybody blowin' on something real nice. If it's fuckin' real life, send us something real light like.
Split, they don't want them clips. Wanna talk that shit, finna suck my dick. Best understand, man, I run this bitch. Chilling in the club with a 100 chicks, with shiny little eyes and their hungry lips. And they want RF, cause the bars I spit got the hard flow, hard cold, art so sick. Part man, part beast, part artist. And them haters gonna hate, cause they all blow dick. Fuck y'all pricks, I'm a hardcore kid. Got the smart girl's face, I'm a cargo brick. Poppin' Vico in large portions. Biblical flow, man, apart oceans. Reaching for the stars, so you all go shit. Man, got fire on the charcoal shit. 47 in the trunk, double barrel in the back, Smith & Wesson at the front. Are you feeling lucky? Don't test me, punk. I'ma break you in half like a Nestle's crunch. My fam knows me as a stand-up guy, and I will live forever, man, I cannot die. Catch the other kids in my taint so bad. Tell them run, little kids, put your hands up high.
We had two tracks there, the first of which was by Bieha Skina, that's V-I-E-J-A, S-K-I-N-A, from an album called Marginals, Volume 1, the track had a large particular track was called Pan Americana, and then after that we had a rather old track from Kill Bill and Rav called Kicks, which I've played in the hip-hop zone all those years and years ago, and still love that particular track, even though it is a bit sweary, whatever. Right, two new tracks now, the first of which is from Polish Duke, which is a new label to me. It's from an album called Hardcore, Volume 1. The artist is called Ben Cart, and the track is called I Want to Know the Truth.
We'll be right back.
PC Podcast.
Hello to everyone not listening.
Two more tracks there for you. The first of which was on the Polish Duke record label, which is new to me, from an album called Hardcore Volume 1. I Want to Know the Truth was that particular track. Quite repetitive, but a bit of an earworm. It does get you, and after a while you are singing, you know, I know I want to know the truth. By Ben Cart, rather good. And after that we had Tantrum Zentrum. They were a band that got to say hello on at the Grassroots Music Network, grassrootsmusicnetwork.org, which of course is something I look after, the website I look after. And I listened to their music when I was there and thought, oh, that's rather good, let's play some of that. That was a track called October Frost, the U Radio edit. They're based in London, would you believe, but and obviously he sings, I think he sings in Russian. His name is Vat, is the singer, and he was one I was communicating with, so I presume he is Russian, but I might be wrong, I could be completely wrong. Right, the next track is something interesting. Now, you may have heard, I think it was actually quite a long time ago now, I think it goes back to 2016, Nadia Javed from The Toots, the three-piece girl band that I rather love, has become embroiled in a legal battle. Her ex-partner and sort of fairly well-known musician, which I'm not going to mention his name, I can't even remember his name to be honest, was named by her and others as an abusive gentleman, and he has been pursuing them in the courts ever since, and they've had difficulty keeping up the payments because there's no legal aid for defamation in that situation. So they have been putting various pieces of music out there. So this is a new one. It's just come out. It's called This Is Sisterhood. It features the Toots. It also features the Petrol Girls, and it's got a few other people in there. So it's a bit of a sort of a girl band collective supergroup, as it were. The track is called This Is Sisterhood, and the band, the collective together, is called Solidarity, Not Science. So check this out, and if you have a few pennies to rub together, then you can find Solidarity, Not Science at Bandcamp.
We spoke about a man. Some of us as girlfriends and some of us in bands. He's filed a claim saying that he's been defamed. He sent us legal letters few days before Christmas Day, demanding us to take back what we posted, what we said, to publicly apologise and bury our heads. But we will not shut up. He can't silence us. Hand in hand we stand, believing we have trust. Solidarity, this is sisterhood. I stand in solidarity. 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 This is sisterhood. Say to be believed, and how are we meant to protect ourselves with services cut and the law failing us? Tales as old as fucking time, problems more than industry wide. When will the reputation of men stop being valued over our safety?
I stand in solidarity.
Where everyone enjoys everything at no extra cost.
Two more great tracks for you, the first of which was This Is Sisterhood by Solidarity Not Silence, and you can find them at solidaritynotsilence.bandcamp.com, and if you do put a few pennies in there, it will help them with their court case against this particular gentleman. I know it sort of says, you know, sisterhood, but us brothers that actually care about this sort of stuff are also there to support them, and I would hope to see the Tuts live one day. I did miss out, and of course since then they've been involved in an awful lot of nasty things that I don't want to be involved in, rather than just enjoying playing music. But there you go. And after that we heard Sumac Dub and Art X featuring a Clavia Coelho. That's from ODG, ODGPro.com, of course, from an album called Sieba, S-C-E-I-B-A, and that track was called Magica, which is absolutely rather marvellous, and came out this week, I think. Right, we got something different now, where I'm going to go a little bit African. This is a track from 2014. It's called Beleba Chima by the BKO Quintet.
Sintama bolotama kuma sima, subana koche wa koro te sinu wala, dubana koche wa koro iwala. Sintama bolotama kuma sima wakabiya kenesi. Sintama bolotama kuma sima, sintama bolotama kuma sima.
Sarie bonya kenye, sarie bonya kenye, Eva ne jugu malola.
Kogel.
I don't know how he does it.
Two more rather nice tracks there for you. The first of which was by the BKO Quintet, a track called Baleba Chima. I picked that up quite a few years ago from Story Amp. It comes from an album called Bamako Today. Very, very good indeed. I love a bit of African, as you well know. And then we had something new, another track by Codes and Notes, a track called Troubadour. I played one, I think, from them last week, and that is another one of those that came from the same album. I was going to edit it, but I decided not to have the whole 8 minutes and how many seconds it is. So look, 8 minutes from 46 seconds. Quite a long track, but there you go. So we've got a few people popping into the... the chat room, which is rather nice. So we've got a couple of different people there. Oh, Sue Orestians has just popped in. We have Ilya Pavkovic. Nice to see you, Ilya, or see you, or hear you, or you hear me, rather. Ilya used to work with me many 11 years ago now in Nokia, in Berlin. Very good it was too. He's now based in Hamburg. I'm just trying to get the lowdown on Hamburg is... apparently it's wet. But I imagine it's a cool city. It's got to be a cool city. It was cool in the 60s, wasn't it? So it's probably still cool now. But I definitely would like to go back to Germany at some point. Definitely to go to Berlin. If only to try the beer in their brewery, the Brewdog Brewery and a few others, because it's always good fun. So I'll definitely get back there at some point. Just the question of when. And of course, nobody can move at the moment anyway, so one of those things. But anyway, nice to have Mr. Clitheroe in the chat room as well. He is, as usual, he'd be loitering in the background, probably just listening. And he decided to sort of join in. And Sue has just popped in. I think she normally has a meeting at 12 o'clock, so must have finished early. And she's popped in to catch the end of the show, so welcome to her too. She was commenting that I did a podcast called Now Hear This, which was syndicated on Spotify. And then it got cancelled because they said that my music and audio content wasn't sort of 75% music and 25% audio. And I thought, well, that's not actually a music show to them, but they still didn't let it happen. But Sue had spotted another one. I won't even mention the name of it because it's a BBC guy. And his show is pretty much the same as mine, but was allowed. But there you go. I try to appeal to them, but they're not having any, so can't be bothered. Can't be bothered at all. If they want to sort of play silly games on Spotify, then that's the way it goes. But anyway, stop whinging, Kogel. Let's get on with some more music. What have we got next? I've got a couple of old tracks that's rather good. This is from an album called Purple Girlfriend by the Gold Stars. It's called It's All About You. Well, it is, honestly.
It's all about you. You like to talk about one thing.
Gosh, I strained my sides laughing.
Jai Ganesha, Jai Ganesha.
Ganesh is so fresh, chilling on his throne, surrounded by incense, fruit and gold, with a heap of sweets piled in his bowl. He guards the gate and protects the threshold. When you're blessed by Ganesh, then you can travel on a sacred journey to an inner temple. He paves the path that leads to your soul, and he's known for removing all obstacles. Now some may think it's illogical, a myth or just philosophical, but Ganesh makes everything possible, because elephant power's unstoppable.
Jai Ganesha, Jai Ganesha, Jai Ganesha, Jai Ganesha, Jai Ganesha.
To the god of all wisdom, loved by all children, known for blessing the homes that we live in, the lord of all creatures with divine features, inspiring the minds of all truth seekers. To the son of Shiva and Parvati, with an elephant's head and a fat belly, with a snake for a belt to hold up his pants. He rides on a mouse and he loves to dance, with the lotus unfolding inside one of his hands, and an axe to attack all ignorance, a broom to remove all hindrance, and a noose to reduce all selfishness. He writes the pages while the sages chant, dropping ancient Vedic science so we can comprehend all the many ways that we can transcend. Singing Jai to Ganesh, he's a yogi's best friend.
Jai Ganesha, Jai Ganesha, Jai Ganesha, Jai Ganesha, Jai Ganesha.
So if you think Ganesh is super fresh, when I say Jai, you say Ganesh. Jai. Take away the stress and pave the way into the place that's best, centered in the chest where the breath is felt. When you're blessed by Ganesh, then the stress can melt. He destroys the knots that confine your thoughts. He dissolves all walls and breaks the blocks. He unlocks the door to the sacred core, and he guards the gate at the pelvic floor. The benevolent elephant who's so intelligent, at the base of the spine, he's the earth element. He's the ruler of the Muladhara Chakra. His brother rides a peacock and his name is Skanda. He's the son of Uma and Mahadeva. I offer this puja to my homie Ganesha, to the son of Parvati and Mahesh, dedicated to Ganesh, cause he's so fresh. When I say Jai, you say Ganesh. Come on, Jai.
So two more tracks there for you. The first of which was It's All About You by the Gold Stars, and various conversations going on in the chat room about gold awards to be given to people that have been listening to PCP for a significant period of time. Well, I think the only person that hasn't been doing that is Sue, because I haven't known her that long, but everybody else has been listening quite a long time, which always amazes me. I don't know why you want to keep listening, but I'm very pleased that you do. As Ilya says, he's sort of he's a bit lazy, but it's nice to hear stuff curated by me. Well, that is the whole point of the exercise, as far as I'm concerned. So anyway, that's rather good. Oh, and Tamsin's just popped in. And he liked that tune. Yes, that tune was rather good, wasn't it? That last one was MC Yogi, and with Ganesh Is Fresh, rather, featuring Jai Uttal. And you're encouraged to shout Ganesh Is Fresh. I thought it was a funny smell around here. That comes from an album called Elephant Power, which is excellent stuff. I really, really enjoyed that. Right, just in time for a couple of sweary, annoyed tracks. We have an election coming up in the UK tomorrow, if you're listening live, or yesterday, if you're listening to the podcast on the first day it came out, or a while ago if you listen to it many years from now. Yes, it is an election in which we are theoretically able to kick in the eye the standing government. That's what normally happens. But I honestly have no idea what's going to happen, other than perhaps Scotland will seal its fate to start leaving the Union. But whatever, the Union is a strange thing. I'm not quite sure why it exists or whether it should exist. I'm not quite sure much. But anyway, this is an old track. It's by Il Papa Giraffe, which is a great name for a band. And you can find them at ilpapagiraffe.bandcamp.com. This came out on Black Lantern Music a long, long time ago, and it's called Love the Government.
When this balloon of yours goes up.
Forces of anarchy, wreckers of law and order.
See?
Communists, Maoists, Trotskyists, Neo-Trotskyists, Crypto-Trotskyists, Union leaders, Communist Union leaders.
See?
Atheists, agnostics, long-haired weirdos, short-haired weirdos, vandals, hooligans.
Love the government, hug the government, 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 fuck 'em. I seen get rid of it, been a little bit inconsiderate. Keep one eye on the pyramid, under pressure cause the Echelon is imminent. Don't like you if you don't like immigrants. Don't like you, I don't like bigoted views. Skewed, criminous, limited, primitive thing is exhibited, isn't it? All Tory hates prohibited, Dave's forbidden it. They've all hidden it. Now these days they say they give a shit. Spinning it, thinning it, fooled you, didn't it? With the boss assholes that figured it. Big change loss at the polls that triggered it. Part of the party, partly jiggered it. Brown was a clown, but Dave is a bigger dick. Love the government, hug the government, 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 love the government, hug the government. Fuck, fuck, I thinking you can just sell me back, Zach, fuck that, I won't do what you tell me, cause your chat's whack, inhuman as well, see what you're doing is stealthy, you're recruiting the wealth freak, you're just not representative, you're just taking what you're meant to give. You're frustrating, got me mental with hate. You're fake, you're proper sensitive to the plight of the people you fucked, you're due a fight. From all the people you fucked down, we'll unite. All the people you fucked and you struck, you corrupted, you shut the fuck up. And I'm thinking about bringing about an end to this mess. My business, thinking about my friends in distress. They're up to contend, we risk less. With revolutionary solutions, I'm impressed. Stop the government, hug the government, love 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 the government, hug the government.
PC Podcast.
Switch it on, and it won't be long before you switch it off.
So, two more tracks there for you. We had Il Papa Giraffe, a great name for a band, with Love the Government, which came out on the politically charged Scottish label Black Lantern Music a few years ago. Actually, that goes back to 2013, so he references David Cameron in there, but of course we've had Theresa May and old Bozza since then, so God knows what he would put into the lyrics if he updated them. Very good track anyway, definitely worth mixing with thinking about. I do think about politics quite a lot, and it does just makes me despair, to be quite frank. And anyway, after that we had UMM, our Italian band. Can't remember what UMM stands for. You can find that at Enough Records, or you can also find it at freemusicarchive.org, which is still limping along, having almost been shut down a couple of years ago, I think, I suppose. That comes from an album called Estupides EP. Rather good it was too. Yes, politics. Yes. Oh, right, let's change subjects completely before I get on a complete one. This is new track, different sound altogether. This is by Asia Olabarrieta and the Retatro Para Big Band, and a track called Rompe y Silencio. Thank you.
The best thing about
Pete Kogel
is what it doesn't do. It's unlikely to fall over, or spill when you open it, or dribble when you pour it.
Love that track. I haven't played it for many, many years. Fundamental, perhaps known more for his sort of political views more than just his music, but that was a track called Firewater Remix, which I think I played in probably one of the first two or three PCPs all back in 2006. Still love it. And before that would Asier Ola Barrienta and the Retrato Para Big Band. Gosh. That's a mouthful, with a track called Rompe il Silencio. This is very good. Nice bit of jazz. Nice. Yeah, I was going to say something. Oh, yes, I was going to have a look at something. I've got a website here up. The Music Venue Trust just produced a report. I think it's come out. Did it come out today? Or Can't work it out, but it's come out recently. 21:05, yes, Gemma today. The music venue we just reveals that the grassroots music venue survey results. They were asking about various different things about whether people are going to start off going, go to concerts and stuff, and they have announced that 25,000 socially distanced shows have been confirmed from May 17th. As the UK lockdown eases, and 28,500 shows expected in grassroots venues between May and September, which is incredibly encouraging because I desperately want to get back to see some live music and generally sort of hang around in a hot, sweaty, thoroughly unpleasant environment, drinking some warm beer and listening to some fantastic music. Yes, it's very good. I will be getting more involved in that. I think I shall put that out on as a tweet via the Grassroots Music Network, just so you know, Sue, it's me, because I think that's incredibly encouraging. Just had a look. We have, of course, not got the Great Escape Festival because it should have been next week. More about that in a minute. But I see that the Brighton Festival is still going ahead, which is the Great Escape Festival is sort of a small part of that. Not necessarily associated with it, but falling within the same period of time. That's going on for the entire May. That goes on as normal. But they've just cancelled Pride today, I think, which is quite sad because they were looking forward to that. But then again, you know, there's an awful lot of idiots down in Brighton who will just not social distance. My kids have to spend an awful lot of time trying to keep away from it. Anyway, what have we got next? Sue's just put a comment in. She's a big jazz fan, but it's so difficult to play when you've been classically trained. Well, of course. My classical training is non-existent. I defer to you people that can play music. I cannot play any musical instrument apart from drums. I do tend to sort of hit the beat rather well, and then I hit the beer rather well, and then it all goes to pot. But anyway, so we have some reggae. Yes, how surprising. This is the AMJ Collector featuring Nye Jar and the original mix of a track called Let Go of Fear.
Thank you. questioning your sanity, giving in to cold despair. But you should always know it's not only a burden to bear. Because your friends and family and loved ones will always be there.
Pete Kogel.
I'm a coconut half empty kind of guy.
robot, sad, sad robot, sad, sad robot all alone. You're a sad, sad robot. You're a sad, sad robot. You're a sad, sad robot. You're so alone. Alone, alone.
Marvellous, marvellous. We had two tracks there, the first of which was AMJ featuring Nijar on a track called Let Go of Fear, the original mix, picked up from RDX promo, and that from, what's it called, the album? The album's called Let Go of Fear as well, yeah. Different versions of that. I think I played the dub version of that in the dub zone a couple of months ago, good. And then we had an old favourite of mine, and Claire has just commented, it's nice to hear it as well. Yeah, very good old track, picked up from Jamendo many, many years ago. Let's have a look. 2007, wow, that's a long time ago. The artist is called Porn Phonique, and come from an album called 8-Bit Lagerfeuer. Which is I just love it, just a little good track. I always liked a bit of chiptune stuff thrown into track, but it's not always done very well, and I think that is particularly well executed, shall we say. So definitely worth listening to that. Right, next week I will be doing something different. I'm not quite sure what I'm going to be doing, actually. It would have been Great Escape, and as a result, myself, Clithers, Grumbler, and Mr. Rowley Cutler, who's not here today, will be getting together for a virtual pub crawl and discuss tracks of bands we perhaps would have liked to have seen if they were playing. There's quite a decent selection of people playing the virtual festival, but quite frankly, I'm not that bothered if I wanted to watch live versions played in their studios. I watch it on YouTube because that's what's there already. It's just, you know, my personal preference. I'm sure it will be a very good festival for those that want it, but I want to go back to live and do all the things that we normally do, including missing concerts, staying in the pub too long, and possibly even missing a train. All those things we have done, and all those things we will continue to do because we are very, very silly people. Anyway, I will now, what I will do next week, Paula, is I will try and get something together for you. I might just play some audio. I may even try some video. I have been trying to look at if I can stream video as well. Don't you know how successful I'm going to be? It could be a complete mess. But then again, it's PCP. What do you expect? Anyway, I will do that and I will let you know. I think, actually, as everyone sort of comes into the end part of the show, I think I might delay it half an hour next week. So I might do it at 12:30 GMT plus one. Then that way perhaps a few more of you can get involved in more of the show. I know you have busy lives, I know you have other things to do, you don't have to listen to me if you don't want to, but it's always nice to have you there and always nice to have you in the chat room having a bit of a chat, and even if you are dipping in and out, feeding the kids and all that sort of stuff, but it's good. Right, stop whittering on Kogel. I've got one last track. This is a track I got from Storyamp many, many years ago, 2014. It's called Latin Ghost Scar, so that gives you a rough idea what it's called or what it's about. And the track title of the artist is the Brown Rice Family. Yes, always a good family of what are they? Rices? Pulses? No, they're just rices, aren't they? Yeah. Stop talking, Kogel. See you soon, folks.
Roots and culture, global children. Music is here to protect us. We're jamming through creation in a musical vibration. Let peace and love be your contribution. Hot and spicy, sweet and sour. Oh,
maximum love and respect to you all. Words, sound, and power, every minute, every hour. Using the universal language of music, Fufenu Danse. I want to see you express yourself and let go of all your worries. We join together in solidarity to celebrate life.
With scar. Brown rice is gonna simmer them down and serve you and you and you.
Oh.
Some Latin goes skia. Latin goes what?
Latin
goes skia. Music is our government. Don't wanna be tied up in society's isms and schisms. We're burning all socially constructed walls and barriers. Let's join hearts and minds in unity and love. Talking about strength through global solidarity.
Woo!
Good shall conquer evil. Wrong won't sleep well at night. Brown rice sending organic love to the north, to the south, to the east, and to the west.
Lovey-dovey-dovey-dovey love. Lovey-dovey-dovey-dovey love. Lovey-dovey-dovey-dovey love. Lovey-dovey-dovey-dovey love. Why not? Love.
Pretty good.
Well, it wasn't bad.
Well, there were parts of it that weren't very good,
though. It could have been a lot better.
I didn't really like it.
It was pretty terrible.
It was bad.
It was awful.
I was terrible.
Get him away!
Hey, boo!
Boo!